I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations on tuning in to the greatest show on the planet, where you earn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to become a go-getter. Go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Putting all this together, we have the mindset in the podcast called Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, your host today and every day. And today's topic is, what do you do when you need motivation? Motivation. I mean, some people listen to this podcast or see something that I did, read something that I wrote, hear me talk about the things that I talk about, and they say, okay, so it's very motivational. Some of the things you said, it really motivates me, it inspires me, it gets me going. I have people who email me and say, well, Dre, I'm doing this thing, but I haven't really been feeling it lately. I just need some motivation, or hey, can you give me some motivation? I'm just looking for ways to get myself motivated. That's what we're going to talk about here today. Now, I've talked about motivation on several episodes of this podcast, and I want to bring those up because I want people to really know where I stand when it comes to the topic of motivation. Let me just run down some of the topics that I've covered when it comes to motivation here today so you know who you're listening to before you even hear it. Episode number 619. And each one of these episodes you can get by going to DreAllDay.com/ and then just type in the number of the episode. Number 619, professionals don't need motivation. Episode number 582, being motivated does not require fun, joy, or happiness. Episode number 481, how to motivate yourself and remain unsatisfied. Episode number 475, motivational bullshit exposed. Episode number 443, Dre, how do you stay so happy, excited, and motivated? Episode number 399, motivating yourself using the superhero effect. And episode number 308, how to stay motivated. So now today, this eighth episode, we're going to talk about motivation. What out of 600 plus episodes, what do you do when you need motivation? What about when you're in a situation and you feel like you need to be motivated? You feel like you just don't have that spark. You just don't have that inspiration. You know what needs to be done. You have a pretty clear idea of how you could do it, when and where, with whom you would do it. But you just don't feel that motivated, and you think maybe somebody could motivate you. Maybe I could help motivate you. Let me tell you what you're going to do. That's what we're going to talk about here today. What you're going to do when you find that you need motivation. Point number one. If the thing that you need motivation for is voluntary, the thing that you are going to do or you're thinking about doing or know you need to do or know you want to do, if it is a voluntary activity, understand this. If you need motivation, you need to quit. If the thing you're doing is a voluntary activity and you need motivation to do it, you should not be doing it. Why? Because it's voluntary. It's voluntary. You don't have to be doing it. So if you're not motivated, then maybe you shouldn't be there. And this is what I say to athletes. If a basketball player comes to me and says, Dre, well, I used to play ball all the time. I didn't play for a while. Now I'm just unmotivated to go work on my game and get on the court. Could you give me some motivation or some tips to get myself motivated? I say, hell no, I can't give you any motivation. Get out the way. You don't want to play basketball anymore. You're not motivated. Get the hell out of the way of the people who are motivated, who want to work on their games. If you need to be hyped up to work on your game, you shouldn't be working on your game. Go find a different game to work on, rather. That's the better answer. I mean, you can work on some kind of games. It just ain't going to be basketball. Listen, basketball is voluntary. This is what I tell athletes. So anytime an athlete comes to me, so if you're an athlete listening to this, or you're a parent or a coach or a teacher, and you have some athlete or you are an athlete and you feel like you need some motivation, listen, don't come to me. Don't send them to me, because I'm going to tell them what I'm telling you right here. If you feel you need motivation to go play baseball or work on your ball handling or get in the pool and swim a couple more laps or go to the track and do the work you're supposed to do, you shouldn't be playing baseball or swimming or playing basketball or running track. You need to go find something else to do with your time. And there are plenty of options out there. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to run your own business. You're not motivated to get up and work on your own schedule and move yourself to action and build up your brand. And you probably shouldn't be an entrepreneur. There ain't no motivation for that. You need to get motivation every single day so you go do something that you don't even have to be doing. Why are you even doing it? Now, if it's something that you actually have to do, that's a different conversation. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But the things that you are doing voluntarily, like playing a sport, I don't know anyone who's forced to play a sport. I mean, forced to play like they're actually making it something that they do. This is something they would put in their Instagram profile. Hey, I play this sport at this place or for this school. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's being forced to do that. Now, maybe your parents might make you take a swimming lesson and go join a basketball team, a soccer team when you're young, just so you get experience and everything so you could kind of see what you like. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you are choosing to do this. You don't have to do it, but you're choosing to do it. If it's voluntary and you're not motivated, you need to go find something else to do. Now, this doesn't mean every single day you have to be jump out of bed excited about it. Listen, playing ball, there were days I didn't feel like going to practice. There were times I didn't feel like going to work on my game. There were times my body was sore. I didn't want to go lift weights or do conditioning or listen to a trainer or listen to a coach or work out with my workout buddy, whoever that happened to be. There are times where I just didn't feel like it that great, but it wasn't like I'm sitting around, man, I haven't been motivated to do this in a long time. I never had that problem. And I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that those who are really in it and really going somewhere with what they do, they don't have that problem either. If you find yourself having that problem, maybe you're in the wrong place. And I told many an athlete that exact thing. You may not need to be a basketball player. Maybe you don't need to play this sport. Maybe you don't need to be running your own business if you're not motivated to get up and put yourself on a schedule and do what needs to be done to start that business. Listen, you can go work somewhere else where they make the schedule. They tell you exactly what to do, so you don't have that problem of motivating yourself, of figuring out what to do and adhering to a schedule. You don't have that problem anymore. It is a built-in system that will make sure you adhere to it, or otherwise you'll get fired. All right, that'll be your motivation right there. So if you're not motivated, maybe the thing that you're doing is just not for you. All right, I'm just giving you the truth right here. And some people, every once in a while, I get some blowback on that. Someone says, well, a person doesn't have to always be motivated every single day to do their thing. Well, that's why I did episode number 582, is that it does not have to be fun. It doesn't have to be exciting. You don't have to actually enjoy it, but you do show up and actually get the job done, whatever your job happens to be. And again, at dreallday.com/podcast, any question you could possibly have, anything you could possibly have when it comes to the mental game, motivation, inspiration, discipline, confidence, mental toughness, personal initiative, we've covered it here. All you got to do is go to that page and listen, all of that stuff is available to you. You should go take advantage of it. Again, dreallday.com/podcast. And today's topic, again, what to do when you need motivation. So I just told you what to do if you're dealing with something that's voluntary. Something that you don't actually have to be doing. I mean, if you got to get yourself motivated to be happy to go see the guy or the girl that you're dating right now. What you need to do is dump that guy or that girl. You need to do it right now. You need to pick up the phone and dump them right now and use the tactics that I gave you yesterday. Listen, I'm going to end this because you don't even have to give it because. I'm just going to end this. I think we'd be better off as friends. This is not going to work anymore. I'm not interested in dating you any further. Whatever you got to do to make sure it's over. If it's voluntary, you need to walk away when you're not feeling motivated anymore. Again, that could be over a period of time. It doesn't have to be 1 minute. Okay, I'm not motivated from 12:15 to 12:25. Maybe I should quit. That's not what I mean. I mean, over the course of time, you're finding yourself unmotivated to get into it, to get at it. You're in the wrong place. Point number two, what if you're doing something that's not voluntary? What if it's something that you actually have to do, but you don't really feel like doing it? You haven't had the motivation to do it in a month, but you still have to do it. What can that person do? Dre, you have an answer? Of course I do. Here's what that person does. Just start. Just start doing it. If it's something that you have to do, you had to do it, so you might as well just start doing it now. You're thinking about it right now. You might as well just start doing it now. Because what happens when you just start doing something? Any athletes who are listening to this, if there's a day you don't feel like really running, or you don't feel like going to the diamond, or you don't feel like getting in the pool, you don't feel like getting on the court and getting shots up, you don't feel like it, but you still take yourself there to that location where you're supposed to be. Maybe you're on a team. Maybe you're just doing it on your own. Maybe you have a trainer. Maybe you have someone you work out with. Once you begin doing it, even though you didn't feel like it, once you start doing it, your body gets a little bit loose. Your mind gets a little bit loose. You start to get into the groove of doing the thing that you've been doing all this time. You start to get into it. It starts to feel a little bit better. Those of you who run, whether you're a runner or you're just a person who runs, like me, I'm a person who runs, not a runner. I'm a person who runs. You may not always feel like running, but once you get into it, your body gets a little bit looser. Your mind gets into it. You probably got your headphones in. You're listening to something that you want to hear, like the Work on Your Game podcast or an audio book or your favorite music. Once you get into it, it starts to feel better. What happens here is this is what we call acting your way into feeling. The reverse of that is to feel your way into acting. Either one of them work. You don't really feel like working hard in the gym. Just go to the gym and start working hard, even though you don't feel like it. Just start working hard. Eventually, you're going to feel like working hard because you're doing it. You're going to feel like doing whatever you're doing. This is how energy works. If you're sitting around doing nothing, you're acting. The action is sit around doing nothing. Eventually, you know what you're going to feel like? You're going to feel like sitting around doing nothing. If you don't have a whole lot of energy, you wake up one day, you didn't get a full night of sleep, you kept waking up in the middle of your sleep, it was too hot, or it was too cold, or you had something on your mind, or you just didn't get enough time sleeping, you don't have really any physical energy. You're feeling very lethargic that day. But you go and start taking actions. You go start working really hard as if you had got a full night of perfect sleep. Eventually, you're going to feel like you got a full night of perfect sleep, at least in the moment of you doing the actions. Why? Because you acted your way into feeling. You can also feel your way into acting. When you feel great, you're probably going to go do some great things. You're going to do some things that reflect how great you feel. So acting your way into feeling for times when you actually do have to do something. It's not voluntary. You actually have to do it. And the thing is, with those of you who are doing things that are voluntary, like playing a sport, if you don't really feel like it, listen, you can still put yourself in the frame of mind that you have to do it because you're committed to it. And when you're committed to something, in my opinion, you do have to do it. But I can't tell you how committed you are to what you do. But when you're committed to something, it falls into this second group, which is something that's not voluntary. This is something that I'm committed to, so I'm doing it even when I don't feel like it, also known as discipline. Just start. Just start doing the action that you're supposed to be doing. Eventually, you will start feeling like it because the thing that you do is how you're going to feel. You will feel your actions and you will act your feelings. That's a good one there. Someone can tweet that to me at Dre all day. I'll retweet you. You will feel your actions and you will act your feelings. When you're feeling great, you will do things that reflect your positive energy. And when you're doing things that reflect positive energy, you're doing things that require a high amount of energy, that require positivity, that require happiness, that require a smile on your face, eventually you're going to start feeling that way. You're going to feel positive. You're going to feel energetic. You're going to feel happy. Why? Because that's the way that you're acting. Your mind and your body cannot be having two different programs at the same time. One of those programs is going to overpower the other program. This is what we call mind over matter. If your body is really tired and really sore and you don't feel like getting up and going to work, you don't feel like going to the gym, you don't feel like answering all those emails, you don't feel like making those calls, you don't feel like smiling in people's faces and telling them to have a nice day, but then you start doing it anyway, eventually you're going to start feeling like it. If Vince is somewhere in the middle of doing the action, you may not even notice it. You may not think about it. You will now because I'm bringing it up to you. I'm pointing it out to you. But you're going to start feeling exactly as you behave. So if you don't like the way your feelings feel right now, change your behaviors. If you don't like the way your behaviors look right now, change the way that you feel. So you got two options there. Act your way into feeling or feel your way into acting. Point number three. Today's topic again is, what do you do when you need motivation? You feel like you need to be motivated. What should you do? Ask yourself a question. Why am I here? Why am I here? In this, whatever this situation is that you are not motivated to get to, ask yourself the question, why am I in this situation? How did I get here to playing this sport where we got practice every day at 7 o'clock in the morning? How did I get here to when this baby is waking up in the middle of the night crying and I have to get up and rock the baby back to sleep? How did I get in this situation? Why am I in this situation? What is this thing that I have to do? What is it that I have to do? Why do I have to be at this job? Why do I have to be on this team? Why do I have to be caring for this baby? Why do I need to be giving this speech? Why do I need to be making this phone call? If you ask that question, why, you're going to get an answer, or keep asking it until you get an answer, or stay quiet until you get an answer. Then ask again if you need to. Then ask again if you need to. Eventually, what you're going to come to is the root cause, the actual root motivation, the actual root drive that is pushing you to do what you're doing, or to do what you're not motivated to be doing, but you're probably going to do. When you get to that root cause, then you can find your motivation. Oh, why am I here waking up at 6:15 a.m.? Why am I here? Okay, because I have basketball practice at 7 a.m. Well, why do I have basketball practice at 7 a.m.? Because I'm on the basketball team. Why am I on the basketball team? Because I tried out and I made it. Why did I try out and I made it? Because I wanted to go to the next level in basketball. Why do I want to go to the next level in basketball? Because I feel like I'm going to play in the NBA. Why do I want to go to the NBA? Because I feel like that's what my destiny is. There's the motivation. Now get your ass out of bed, get dressed, and go to practice. Why am I waking up in the middle of the night at 2:37 a.m. with a baby crying in the other room? Why am I doing this? Oh, it's because I had a baby. Why did I have a baby? Because I wanted to procreate and build a family. Why do I want to procreate and build a family? Because I felt like that was just the right thing to do. Why did I feel like that's the right thing to do? Because that's just the way that I was raised, and that's just the way that I see the world, that I got to have something come after me. I want to mold a child and have that child be better than me and give them a better life than I ever had. There's the motivation. Now get your ass up and help that kid before your husband or wife gets angry that you didn't get up out of bed and quiet that kid so they can sleep, so they can get up in the morning and go to basketball practice. So you see how this works? You got to just keep asking yourself, why? Why am I in this situation? So a situation that you're not motivated to be in, ask yourself, why am I here? You'll get an answer. Ask again. Ask again. Ask again. Eventually, you're going to come to the root cause, the root motivation, the part of you that's ingrained in you. It's going to be something that's so deeply ingrained in you that you can't argue against it. You can't say, well, I'm not motivated for that. It's part of who you are as a person. And that'll move you to action. So I give you three different ways here to move yourself to action when you feel like you need motivation. Notice none of these is ask somebody else. None of these is go pull up a YouTube video. None of these is get on Twitter and look for some inspirational quotes. None of these is get on Instagram and go find somebody who's given some morning wake-up call every single day to get me going. None of these has anything to do with anybody else. All of these are about yourself. These are all self-sufficient. Let's recap today's topic. What do you do when you need motivation? Number one, if what you're doing is voluntary, just quit. Why are you doing it? If you're not motivated to be doing it, you find yourself consistently unmotivated to do this thing that you don't even have to be doing. Why are you doing it? You need to walk away from that situation. You need to walk away now. Walk away fast. Actually run. Number two, if it's something that's not voluntary, something that you do actually have to do, just start doing it. Even if you don't feel like it, even if you got to be a little bit listless at the beginning, the energy's not really there at the beginning, just start doing it right now. What's going to happen is you're going to act your way into feeling like doing it. If you start doing something, eventually you're going to feel like doing that thing. Why? Because you're doing it. How can you not feel like doing it while you're actually doing it? This is just the way the mind and the body work. You can also feel your way into acting. But this whole topic here today is that you don't feel like acting. You're going to act your way into feeling. Your actions will make your mind feel like doing it because that's actually what you're doing. It can't feel anything else. Number three, ask yourself the question, why am I here? Why am I in this situation here where I'm unmotivated to do this thing? Oh, it's because of this. Why is that? Because of this. Why is that? Because of this. Why is that? Because of this. Eventually, you're going to get to the root cause, the thing that is deeply ingrained in who you are as a person, your character, your virtue, your destiny as a person, and you can't argue with that. Now get your ass up and do what you're supposed to do. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at dreallday.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.